You're going.
I mean, where am I going? Yeah. I gotta get out of here.
Where?
That's none of your business.
You're like almost 60.
I'm almost 60.
Where are you going? You gotta.
I got things to do.
Bocce ball?
Bocce. You got a show to do here, don't you
want
to do?
Senior size?
Don't you want to do your show? Senior
size. My wife says, I run. And I'm like, you know, honey, that kind of conditions me all over. She's like, not that upper body. She's that running's like senior size for your upper body. I went to get a suit coat fit last week.
Oh, yeah?
And the guy, he said, usually people have chests here. Because the suit, kind of, there was some space. Like, it fit everywhere.
Oh, it's sort of like caved in.
Yeah, he actually stuck his hand in there and
did he to like pad
felt
this?
The gap, you know, and he's, usually people have chests here. He's right in front of my wife,
did
you
he
know,
want
this
to
young
pad,
man, you know.
Did he want to pad the suit?
That's not a bad idea. Some front padding instead of the, I could pull the shoulder pads down to the pecs, pads.
Yeah.
I need pec pads. It's too late. I don't think I could get pecs. At a certain age, you can't build up a muscle anymore.
Is that right? Yeah. I don't know. Embrace atrophy. You need to talk to a one of these weightlifter type guys who can tell you all about that. You got to drink all those protein shakes. And
did you ever go down that road? You seem like that Charles Atlas kick a chair kind of guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm really Charles.
Before Atlas. Picture.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm really like that.
Did you ever have a phase in your youth though when you got weights and wanted to like tone it up a little?
No, but I liked playing certain sports. I liked playing racquetball and handball and that type of stuff.
Low impact stuff.
Well, I mean, you do a lot of running around. I mean, it was fun. I enjoyed that.
Did you have little keds?
Keds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had keds. I had
black socks.
I had Converse. I had PF Flyers. I had all of those.
Paul Parrots. Hey, Payless filed for bankruptcy.
Who?
Payless Shoes. I saw on the way over here.
Well, good. That stuff
was
crap.
No, that's jobs, Bob.
Okay, well, I feel sorry for the people working there.
I am a shoe salesman.
But those shoes were terrible. They were just junk.
But didn't you ever get those little $10 slippers, though? Those were good rock and roll shoes.
$10 slippers?
Yeah, little tiny Chinese slippers.
No.
Cheap.
Oh, the Chinese stuff. Yeah. I've had those.
I know you have. They were real new wave.
New wave.
And we could afford them.
There used to be a shop in Manhattan that used to get all these, like, remaindered clothes and shoes.
Right.
And they had this one pair of loafers that they would sell them for $10. They were brand new. And I had gotten, like, six pairs of these things over, like, the course of, like, 3 or 4 years.
Right.
It was like I don't know where they got these things, but it was great.
We're like a pair of loafers right now, aren't we?
Yeah, you could say that.
I got nothing.
All right,
man.
I gotta go, man. You don't have a show here.
Never had such nothing. I'm gonna redefine nothing.
Well, you're
today.
You're doing a good job already.
I was gonna do like a low key rain show as the rain beat against the window and. And then look what happened. It's like blazing sunshine.
It's sunny now.
And I have all this rain music
with
me.
You walked in and the sun came out. Literally. I mean, I looked
when I came inside.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
But if I stepped outside.
Then you bring the rain back. You're like the rainmaker.
Oh, rain man. Qantas. Never had a crash. Do you ever watch? You watch Rain Man pretty regularly, don't you?
No, why would you say that?
The Last Samurai. All those Cruise movies. I love them. I love Tom Cruise.
Really?
I love, who else lately? Berenger, always like.
Who?
Who's the Sons of Anarchy guy? Ron Perlman.
Oh, yeah.
All over it. Kirsten's into it now.
Sons of Anarchy.
We're going to binge.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched it?
I did,
It sucks the end, doesn't it?
It's just a soap opera on motorcycles.
Right.
That's pretty much it. There's a lot of violence and some goofy sex, but. It's a soap.
Dirty, but I like the characters.
It's a soap opera, totally.
Perlman, he's got a certain gravitas, though, doesn't he? You don't like him. Who do you like? Vincent Gallo. That's about it. Vincent Gallo.
Who said anything
and
about
like,
Vincent Gallo?
And like boxing Helena, that woman.
Oh, my
Fenn,
God.
Those two.
No, I think that was directed by David Lynch's daughter.
Boxing Helena?
I think so.
I think you're right.
Is that the right
movie? That Sherilyn Fenn?
I'm trying to think if that's the movie that I'm thinking of. There was a movie that she directed, his daughter.
Right.
That was, like, notorious. There was some really twisted stuff in it. And I can't remember if that's the one, Boxing Helena. There's something like that where there's a guy with no limbs or something.
What was the one with the anesthesiologist with all the weird tools?
What?
And he would lunge for the gas and stuff.
Oh, that's Blue Velvet.
No.
Yeah, that was Hopper, that where he kept doing the nitrous.
Yeah, but there's some surgeon movie with these twins, I think.
Oh, that's a Cronenberg movie.
What is that?
That's
Jagged Edge?
No.
That's Jeff Bridges, isn't it?
No.
Or John Hurt?
No.
Or
it was an English actor. I can't remember the name of the title.
Those Cronenberg. Did you see Maps of the Stars?
No.
That was good, man.
No.
Really good.
So what's the deal here?
I don't know. I know they like this better than what I got.
You're milking it now.
I am. I'm trying to make this last. They love this.
You're really milking it.
They love you.
What is it they love?
I'm using you.
There's nothing here, man. It's like it's just emptiness.
It's two guys talking.
Uh-huh. This is radio now.
People need that more than ever.
Do they?
Shut-ins out there.
The shut-ins.
Shut-ins.
You're insulting the audience now.
Why?
Calling them shut-ins.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are unable to venture outside right now or out of the office, out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
We're all shut-ins to a degree, Fob, even within the confines of our minds, our craniums, the little 4 inches from temple to temple.
Wow, you're getting really philosophical here. It's really deep for you.
I feel good. You want to take me deeper? Go.
No, you're doing fine on your own.
No music either. We're like Walendas right now. We're like walking between the Twin Towers. What's that guy's name?
As opposed to the flying Walendas, we're the sinking Walendas.
Who was Philippe? What was his name?
Petit
Mall? What was the guy?
Philippe Petit? I think that was his name.
That doesn't seem right to me.
I think so, yeah. The tightrope walker.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that was his name.
What's the most daring thing you ever did at a height that could have hurt you? Anything?
Not much. I'm not.
Are you afraid of heights?
Not so much.
What's your phobias? Biggest phobia? You're kind of a germaphobe, right?
No, not really. I'm trying to think.
Spiders?
No.
Rats? Mice?
I don't like rats, but I'm not afraid of them. I don't like them. I don't like bugs and rats and things like that, but
If you were sitting on the can and a rat crawled out around your sink like 6 feet from
you, I'd get up and try to sock it.
You would?
Yeah.
I would like be on top of that toilet screaming. I'm not even joking. If it was a mouse, I wouldn't. But
no,
a
you
rat,
have to. You gotta get rid of that
rats
thing.
Rats live
a
to
vermin.
Bite, man.
Yeah, but
they can come
disease.
Right out of the toilet and just like right your nuss. Just.
Wow, I don't know about that, but.
You've never heard of that?
Coming out of well,
right
yeah,
out of well,
yeah, I have heard actually some stories. I don't know if that's true though.
Yeah, they can swim. They can hold their breath for 2 blocks.
2 blocks.
Yeah, they smell. Your groceries, and then they, from 2 blocks away.
Is that right?
They dive like Poseidon Adventure, like Shelley Winters.
Where did you get this information
from? And
then
just bite you right on the gluteus.
Where's this information coming from?
Just for sport.
Yeah, no, I...
That's somewhere I read it somewhere.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, you're 10 minutes into my show.
Yeah, I told you, it's time for you to take over.
I think I'm done.
You're done, yeah. All right, you ready?
Right.
Okay.
I may get the phone down.
Stay tuned for Clay Pigeon, ladies and gentlemen. The Dusty Show's right here and now.
Hi, Fob. Bye, Fob.
Dead Ringers. That was
what was that? That's it?
That was the movie, Cronenberg, Dead Ringers.
Barry Manilow's gay.
Did anyone not know that?
I know. Come on, Barry.
Right, bye.
Played the pawn, hand in hand, son drove the long walk to a handsome man in the town. A blind cashier is aristocracy. Back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum draw. Comedic room is gone. Can't miss the town and brush the back. Silver moon, carriage across the fog, to step to lamplight cellar tune. The laughs come hard in Auld Lang Syne. The glass was raised to fire and rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasting. Let poor adieu done. A choke of grief, heart hardened I, beyond belief, a broken man, too tough to cry. Surf's up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song.
Beach Boys classic Surf's Up, in collaboration with Van Dyke Parks. 15 after 6 on the Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon here. Glad you're with me. I'll be around till 7, then Hardy White. Just talking to Fabio, saying we had so much rain today here in New Jersey and in New York City. And I like that. I like the rain. I like the cloudy days, you know that. And the rain falling down, got caught in it. No umbrella. And the umbrella salesman instinctively know when to come out, that rain starts. Umbrellas, they'll say. $5. Sometimes three. I've been playing this a lot lately. Peter Banks, Two Sides of Peter Banks. If you were around in the Prague years, early 70s, you knew about Peter Banks. He was in Yes, and then left that band and started Flash, replaced by Steve Howe. But Peter Banks, great player, the late Peter Banks, always remembered on the Dusty Show. Fabio's still here. I don't know if he can hear me.
But I can hear you. And the people who did this, they're going to hear from all of us soon.
I love that. I watched that clip recently, Bush at 9/11. There's that moment, you know. I guess we squandered it, but in that one instant, the world was behind the USA. Anyway, hello everybody. The Hermit of Mink Hollow, here he is, Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me, Dusty.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
Song bring back any memories for you?
I'll come around to see you once in.
Reminds me of the city swimming pool in the summer when I was a kid. This would have been on the radio back then.
And spend the night if you think I should.
Glenn says, "Hello is me, hello it's me," is a perfect song. I wonder if they recorded this in New York City or Bearsville. Todd kicked around New York a long time before he went up to the Catskills. Actually was driving through there one day between Bearsville and Phoenicia. Saw a road sign just in passing. Mink Hollow. I said, that's it. He lived right up this road. I love his book, too, recent book, talking about bringing the psychedelic furs into Woodstock, chasing them down in the local bars. Woodstock, the whole Dylan thing. Phoenicia, nice up there. It's nice that you're listening. I'm Clay Pigeon. I talk too much a little bit, but my heart's in the right place. I love this stuff, you guys. I like music that pulls at my heartstrings. I'm corny like that. I like to feel. Even sadness feels so good sometimes. Feels, doesn't it? It feels better than nothing. Life. Who do you miss today? Who you missing? Living or gone? Picture that person in your mind. Send them a message of love, a pure beam of love. Across the ether, across the world, out into space, straight up to heaven, beyond. You know this pretty music is by John Tesh, called Watermark. There is a telephone at my right. I wasn't necessarily planning on taking calls, but when you hear these instrumentals, if you want to give us a shout, the number is 201-209-9368. This hour is slated for talk. I've been cheating the last couple of weeks, but I'll get back out there. You know I will. I'm getting old, man. I gotta take it easy. 23 after 6. Another day. Another day. Just another day. These guys were from Tampa. One hit wonder, but what a hit it was. Pretty one. I love this. Mercy. Love can make you happy. Phone's ringing. Caller, if you hear me, hold on just a second. If I had my way, I would just play these love songs all the time, ballad after ballad. Sadder the better. That's where I'm coming from, baby. Love can make you happy. Mercy, Mercy from Tampa. Thank you. Dusty Show. Anybody there?
Yeah, someone's here. It's you, Clay.
Who's this, man?
Hello.
Who's this? Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Evan from Providence again. I can hear you.
Evan, how you doing?
Soft and clear. I'm good. I'm doing well. Foggy day up here.
You sound good. It's foggy in Providence?
Very foggy. Rainy, too. But now the rain has kind of merged with the air, and it's just fog.
Well, now that we've dispensed with the weather outlook, Evan, what's going on in your life, man?
Not much. Trying to make some art, trying to keep moving. I'm a pretty slow person. I'm young, but I'm really slow.
Methodical?
Methodical.
What is it that holds you back? Fear?
Oh, it's everything. Tying my shoelaces.
Do you have projects that you can't complete because you keep waiting to do them perfectly? Does that describe you?
No, not so much. It's just a general slow pace with everything.
Really?
Slow cooking.
Huh. Is your metabolism slow? Are you a large person?
No, I'm small and lean. I eat a lot.
You do?
I have a very fast metabolism.
What are you worried about most?
I'd say about 30 years from now. I think 15, 20 years will be all right still. Maybe 30 years. That's my guess.
Right. You fear getting old?
No, not getting old so much. But, the country's direction and future state.
What happens when we die?
I think we just turn into some kind of clear mist.
Clear
mist?
Something
like that.
And just dissipate into forever?
Yeah, just join the air particles.
What happens to your consciousness? I'm worried about these things. I'm getting closer, man. I'm 60. It's very real to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you could last quite a long time more, another 40 years. Not
right.
If possible.
Right. What do you want to say to everybody, Evan? I got to let you go, man. See, it's like a book, right?
It is like a book.
You have to have a conflict.
Book.
That's why I'm always mining for it. I don't know, something about when people call and there's no conflict.
Yeah, there isn't much conflict at the moment.
So everything's good?
Yeah, everything is good.
All right,
when
man.
You put it that way. Have a good one, Clay.
Can you imitate a dove as I slowly turn you down? The cooing of a dove just for
absolutely
10 or 15 seconds? The dove of peace, it may feel as if she's flown far away, but believe you me, she's as present as she ever was on the nearest bough, looking down at you with love, with pure, brilliant white feathers shining, rain or shine. Silent wings of infinite freedom. Enjoy. I've just been loving this one. I mean, when I was young, and then I didn't hear it for so long. And it's just everything about this song makes me feel so sad and good and happy and loved. Doobie Brothers, Another Park. This is the original singer, Tom Johnston. I love his voice. City streets and lonely highways I travel. go to the park, you guys.
Another lonely park, another Sunday. Why is it like that way? Just when you think you got a good thing, it seems to slip away. It's warm outside, no clouds are in the sky. But I need myself a place to go and hide.
Taran Porter on bass. Common says, man, when the Doobies were so good. In so many ways, Common. Oh, happy sack of Mexico. Miss Des Moines, Fort Dodge, Ames, Omaha, Council Bluffs, Red Oak, Creston, Carroll, Atlantic, Halbert, Guthrie Centerman, Grimes, Dallas Center, Perry, Jefferson, Sac City. You guys got to go to Southwest Iowa, man. Bring it to them. Go see Albert the Bull.
Another Sunday.
Lixiviated Life says, Clay, it's like you're inside my soul, brother. That's what radio's all about, lixiviated. The personal medium. We're almost out of time, man. 26 in front of 7 here in Jersey City. Another perfect day in your life, whether you know it or not. You'll look back at a few years. You think you feel old now. In a few years, you'll say, oh, man, I miss now. I miss right now. You'll miss it. That's a guarantee. This guy was lost, man, lost in the annals of time. Just a regional guitar player up there, I guess, in Rochester, New York, maybe? Where Chuck and Gap Mangione hung out. Chuck, the feel-so-good guy. He did a lot of other stuff earlier on. This double album of his with an orchestra up there in Rochester. You know, and he asked this guy, Stanley Watson, come play on my album, Stanley, just because he wanted us to hear this guy who would otherwise probably not be heard. Let's check him out. I don't know if he's still alive. Stanley Watson, this is his singular thing. I wish I could have a beer with Gordon Lightfoot. I know he's been sick, some kind of abdominal aneurysm or something. God, that's those years of Sundown, Carefree Highway. That Canadian god. Just want to smoke weed with them and a couple of Marlboros, get a little buzz on and write a song together, then just smash our guitars against a barn wall. Just smash them into smithereens and then explode. 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 It's one of the greatest songs ever. One of the top 1,000 anyway. Gladys Knight and the Pips, If I Was Your Woman, Dusty Show. Thank you.
If I were your woman.
If I was your woman.
And you were my man.
And you were my man.
You'd have no other woman. Mm. You'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength. If I were your woman,
you were my woman,
and you were my man, she tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all,
nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
when you fall,
when she lets you fall. You're like a diamond,
shining.
But she treats you like
your woman, here's what I'd do. Sing it with me.
I never, never, no, never stop loving you.
That's you, baby. Sweet Kirsten, honey, I love you. My wife is so awesome. My life is so awesome. You are so awesome, listeners. Never stop loving you. Oh, God. If you want to call, like I said, I wasn't planning on it. 201-209-9368. Bring something to me, something you need to talk about. People talked about this song when I played it. I think it's probably from some television show. It's with Philip Glass, right? The song, Metamorphosis 5. And then played by, I'm not sure, Joo Young Park, Korean pianist. Just vibe on this. Phil Glass, I love where he takes me. Him and Reich, man. Jesus, H, I want to be the third of those two. Just nobody's calling at all. It's really the saddest thing that can happen. It just tears your heart out. Humiliating. Just a silent phone. And you give out the number 201-209-9368. You had to put some feeling in the plea. And then you just, it's like you throw the line out there into the water. You can see the little concentric circles spread out when the bait hits. And then you hope a fish comes along. It doesn't have to be a gar or a muskie or a northern Fabio. It could be a little chub, a little bullhead, a little bluegill or a crappie. Send me a crappie. 201-209. Here's a crappie. Fabio, get on that phone. You ain't got nowhere to be. I said, ain't. See, we're talking Southwest Iowa. No, no, wash my clothes. I expect we ought to head out there and do the chores, hogs, cattle. God dang, Fabio. Jesus H. Hell, I got some old field glass on here, Fop. There you go. Playing some field glass.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know Philip Glass? You ever met him?
I never met him, no.
Look at now, I said Fabio, and the phones went nuts. Is anybody there? Dusty Show with Fabio. Hello? Let's try this one. Dusty Show with Fabio, you there?
Yes, good evening. This is Lou. I was just going to be a listener, but since you're bereft of call.
And look what happened, Lou. You were just going to be a listener. And now you're on the air. Fob, are you with us?
Yes.
Talk to him. I got to do something here.
Where are you calling from, sir? Hello?
I am Lou from Nyack.
Nyack, New York.
Right near the bridge.
So was it raining this afternoon in Nyack? Because it rained like hell in New York. Hello?
Are you chewing gum, Fob? Mm-hmm. Fob, hey, wait. He can't hear you. Now try it again, Fob. Say hi to him.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I was saying, did it rain in Nyack? Because it was raining really hard in New York.
Yeah, the past couple of days.
No, I mean
I
this afternoon.
I am a blind fellow, so I have to, you know, I'm not exactly driving around, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you?
I have plenty of people I know that, well, I have friends of mine that are in the restaurant business a block away, so you know they sometimes deliver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't get out there.
I see. Yeah.
What's your conflict? Is everything okay? What's the worst thing happening right now? Let's talk about it.
Sometimes it's just, you know, I like isolation when I can choose it.
Right. Are you lonely?
You see what I mean? In other words, when I decide that I've had enough of it, I go out and I, you know.
What do you do?
A bunch of people and stuff.
Yeah? Are you?
When it's like this, you know, things are a bit limited.
Are you married?
I was up till December
go,
2001 when my
what are you
spouse passed
what are you
on.
Looking at me for?
Now, wait a minute. You said your loved one passed on?
Yes, she did. She had a number of issues, including diabetes and a stroke,
geez.
And it's like a domino.
Oh, man.
How old was she?
She was, let's see. I think she was, well, yeah, she was 39. What's the matter?
39?
That's too young,
yeah,
man.
Oh, man, that's really young.
And I was like 45, I guess.
Wow, that's terrible. Mm. Sorry to hear that. Wow.
Well, that's all right. It happens to other people.
It's not all right.
That's a rough one. And you've never met anyone else since then?
Yes, I did. it was for a short time.
Right.
And she was quite wonderful. She's still around and still is one of my closest friends.
What happened?
Well, we just, you know, it started out like a, you know, caught like a wildfire out of control.
Till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove.
Yeah, exactly.
Except the sheets.
Now we're plagiarizing. That's good.
Bob Seger, man. That's a great song.
What?
Caught like a wildfire out of control till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And
she
I
was
wonder,
19 years younger than I. She's 19 years younger than I.
You swore that it never would end.
Yeah, yeah. And the other song that's involved here is she's now dating my best friend.
Uh-oh.
So she's my best friend's girl, and she used to be mine.
Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're laughing, but it hurts, man.
Yeah, it does. It does occasionally, you know. It's, I guess, you know, I'm sort of a frustrated musician, and I'm a writer, but, you know, that never wrote anything.
Right.
But I appreciate other people's stuff, you know. I love movies. You know, here I am, a blind guy that loves movies.
You're
so
blind.
Why not? You can still hear the stories.
Oh, absolutely. You know.
Yeah. You're blind. You said you're blind.
Yes.
Are you completely blind?
The only thing that gets through is in one eye I can see light because obviously it's not a solid. And
so this is something that happened later in life?
Oh, no, no, no. No, my friend, this is
lifelong?
Since birth, I guess.
Oh, so you were born with this.
Give me 5 seconds, guys. 5 seconds. I love this part.
One of those
hold on. That's Jaco, Fab, and Acuna. Sorry, man.
You just
I'm back.
Cut off this man
that's okay.
telling
that's
a story.
But it's my show, and that was a musical moment that was important. Are you
You'll
still,
have to forgive Mr. Clay Pigeon for that.
No, no forgiveness.
Clay controls the show.
That's
I
right.
do not. I am merely a participant.
Hey, man, here's what I wanted to ask you. I'm always curious about this. So you were born blind, right?
Yes, probably due to an incubation. You know, I probably received too much.
So your concept of sight is relative to what you're used to. When you dream, do you dream? Are they auditory dreams, or do you see? What do you see?
Auditory dreams. Excuse me, I a little sinus.
It's probably just it's nerves, man. People cough when they're a little nervous like that. But you're fine. You sound good. You don't have to cough.
Right.
All right? Do you dream?
Yep.
Am I mean, Fob? Am I coming across harsh here?
Yes, very harsh.
He's laughing.
Very
he loves
hard,
me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, are you hugging me in your mind? Will you hug me now?
Oh, sure.
Hug me, man. I'm hugging you. Rob, look, Fob.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clay Pigeon is hugging himself as he speaks.
Well, I'm trying to imagine my buddy here. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Kind of like a Michael Jackson thing.
You know what it is, guys? You know what it is? It's this puny hour, and you're trying to get at something.
It's almost over.
Like you dance around on the surface of things, and I'm sure you understand this, sir. I forgot your name out there. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lou. It's just Lou.
Lou?
Yeah.
I want to get at something.
Kind of like
the
what
hour.
You call the bathroom.
Can you relate to it?
What is it you're trying to get
trying
at?
Trying to get at something
Which is
like
what?
Like essences of
He's
people.
He's trying to have a concept of my...
feelings.
The way I dream, I suppose. It is mostly auditory, and, you know, if I'm in a field somewhere or on a street or whatever it is, you know, sometimes there's a feeling of foreboding because I think something is going to go amiss in the dream.
Right. I just didn't know if you needed your optic nerves in a dream to create images in the mind.
No, I guess what happens is to be clinical about it, the cerebral cortex just transfers stuff over to the remaining.
Man, you know.
I guess the auditory, whatever, you know, the other senses take hold.
The chocolate monk just said, effing hell, Clay. Like, really? <I don't... laughs>
Oh, that's okay.
What do you say to chocolate monk? You don't know him at all. Lou, you have no sight out there. You're lonely. You lost your wife, you lost your gal, and yet you're this wonderful, warm person I'm talking to, man. I admire you on so many... I don't know what you're wearing, Lou. I might not appreciate that so much. What are you wearing? Are you
flannel shirt and a pair of jeans.
You got clothes on?
You got clothes
on. Oh, yeah,
on.
Absolutely.
I don't know. A lot of these people
not
call
only that,
you
I
naked.
Shave with a straight-edge razor in front of the mirror. Doesn't mean no good at all.
Make up a four-line poem right now, and don't say you can't do it, and take your time. Four lines. Four little lines. It doesn't have to rhyme. Put your heart in it,
Lou.
Could
any hell be more horrible than now? I don't know. I can't go there.
That's good. You got two lines. Could any hell be more horrible than right now? I don't know. I can't go there.
Yeah.
If you wrote that down...
That was also borrowed. So I can't.
Was also borrowed as a third line.
That's like...
Oh, you stole that, did you? Oh, man, what do I got coming up here? No, I already played. I'm going to skip quickly to track 14, Hot Tuning.
Clay, did you ever have a Stephen Bishop album, the first album, Careless?
I thought you were going to say it.
Jorma Kalkinen.
Fish Jello.
No. It's just that it's the most romantic stuff. And, you know,
what is it? Calgon?
It's just a lot more than On and On.
What is it?
On and On is the big hit, but there's a lot of other good stuff on.
On and On, Stephen Bish.
It's very, you know, it's sort of like light.
It's Bish.
Light music, yeah, exactly.
Contemporary. How about Michael Johnson? I'm bluer than blue, sadder than
sad. Right.
That's my wheelhouse. I love that stuff, Lou. What are some other ones? Paul Davis. When I look in your eyes, I go crazy.
Yeah.
Fabio, what are you laughing about? You cold-hearted lizard person. Like, do you love me at all? If I just keeled right now, would you just scrape me up?
Are you going to sing Todd Rundgren Nice to Me?
I have other calls waiting. Lou, do you want to take the time, or should we let him talk? Do you expect
you
some kind of special
it's
privilege?
Entirely your, you know, my destiny is in your hands right now.
I need you, if you can. What's he need to do, Fob?
Whistle. He needs to whistle.
Can you do that, Lou? Can you whistle as I slowly turn you down?
Can you whistle a tune?
Yeah.
Like something
Yankee
we would
doodle.
Something recognizable. Yeah, that could work. All right.
That was Scorpions, I think, that Gorky Park song.
Huh? What?
Winds of Change. 8 minutes in
Nobody
front of
whistles
seven.
Anymore. Do you whistle?
I don't.
See? Nobody whistles
Dusty
anymore.
Dusty Show, quickly. Anybody there?
That used to be a thing.
Hello?
Yes, that's right.
Is this still you, Lou? Look, I tried to dump him, and he didn't go away.
Yeah,
just kidding you, Lou. I tried to dump you there. I thought we said goodbye. Whistle some more, and then I'm turning you off, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thought I turned him off. Okay.
So you never whistled? You were not into whistling?
Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yeah,
my
Tugboat,
dad was a
check
whistle.
It in from New York Harbor.
Tugboat Richie, a
All
favorite
right.
of station manager Ken. He told me recently, where's that Tugboat guy? You got to get him on. He's great. He loves you, Tugboat. Tugboat, what are you doing? A yacht on the water right now?
Yeah, after this torrential rain. I can't even tell you on the air what's floating by.
Ooh.
What's it like out on the Hudson when the rain is coming down?
Yeah, man. All right, I just want to call and liven the joint up a little bit.
Did you just say you don't want to know what's floating by? I think I just
Oh, you don't want to know what's floating by after these monsoon rains.
Is there effluent? What is it? Is there animals? What is it?
Solid,
you
solid
you
waste.
Name it.
Is it? No, Fob.
I just seen something go by with three heads.
What about brown trout? Do you see any brown trout?
Plenty of them.
Isn't it better than it used to be, Tugboat? Isn't the water cleaner than it once was?
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Do you whistle, Tugboat?
No.
Tugboat,
I drink a lot.
Do you feel an affinity for the river and the wildlife along its shores?
Oh, of course.
Talk about it.
Yeah, it's you see a lot of different birds all over the place now. It's getting... The wildlife, the shoreline is getting cleaner, but not the water.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right. What do you want to say to people, Tug? We got just 6 minutes left.
All right. I just want to say hello to everybody and keep the peace, brother. I'll check in with you soon.
Are you hopeful for the future, Tug? Tell us.
I would hope so.
Tell the person
say,
out there.
We got to see Donald Trump. Got to talk the talk. You got to walk the walk.
Somebody's
kind of crippled, isn't he?
Somebody's...
Well, I don't know. He's just you know what? He just couldn't do everything he wanted to.
Somebody's bummed out there, Tugboat. Give him a little pep talk. Somebody's bummed. Cheer him up a bit.
Keep the faith. Don't worry about nothing. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything. I've been successful in a lot more things than people told me that I couldn't do.
Mm.
Look at me now.
All right. Very good.
Can you
look at me now?
Can you make
all right,
this?
Listen, I gotta go. I gotta check in.
Can you
all
make
right? Not Bud Light,
Jesus
and I'll talk to you soon.
H. Can you make the sound of a badger as I slowly turn you down?
What's a badger?
Just imagine. What do they do?
I don't know
what kind of sound a badger makes either.
Do they drink?
Do they drink?
It was good talking to you, Tugboat.
Let me go. We're heading over to Brooklyn. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when
loving you. I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul.
Hey, what's up? Am I the radio?
You're on. It's all yours.
Awesome. Hey. Yeah, I just want to say I love the show. I love Strength Through Failure and Dusty Show into your conversation.
Fabio's right here. You want to talk to him?
I'm not on. Oh, there I am.
Hey, what's up, Fabio? Love the
Hi.
Show, man.
All right, thank you.
Greatest gems. And then, like, Wednesday is a great WFMU block. From Strength Through Failure to the Dusty Show. To Miracle Nutrition. But principally, I want to send some love to Lou and Nyack. I'm sitting here with all my best friends. We were in a band together, talking about how good of a day it was. And then that guy was pouring out all the sad fuels. So we want to send some love from Staten Island to Nyack for our new friend Lou.
All right, man. So you hear that, Lou? You hear that?
Cool.
Staten Island, man. Home of Gene Simmons from Kiss, Fab.
Is it?
Hey.
Isn't that the home of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Hey, dude, I gotta go. Can you just scream bloody murder as I slowly...
Whoa.
Listen to this.
That was intense.
Listen to Bobby Columbia on drums.
I really good know all these guys.
He signed Jocko, man. They gave him his own A&R man. The first guy he signed was Jocko. He went to Fort Lauderdale and met his wife on the beach. She said, "My husband's the greatest bass player in the world." He laughed, but he went to the club, and it turned out to be true. Jocko was the greatest bass player who ever lived.
You made me so very happy.
Can you name this singer?
I can picture it, but I can't. David Clayton Thomas. Yes.
Yeah. Moose-throated god. They imitated him back then. A lot of singers tried to go for that full-throated David Clayton thing. Listen to this, Jesus H. Then the organ's gonna come. See, I get manic toward the end. I try not to do. I started so mellow, and now I'm acting like an idiot. I want to thank you, girl, Kirsten, all you girls out there and guys for listening to The Dusty Show. I'll be on all next week on the Wake and Bake morning show from 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday.
All right, I'm out of here.
Fabio, thank you, man. I love you. You're
love
great,
you.
Buddy. Life's better with you, bud. I miss you, man.
There's Wait. Nothing to miss. I'm always here.
I know, but you know what I mean. It's not like it used to be.
What do you mean it's not like it used
changed.
To be?
Changed.
What's changed?
Come on, don't toy with me. You know it's...
What's changed?
It's just different than it used to be.
Right? How so? Explain.
I can't. Next
you,
week.
You're not
next
feeling
week.
It?
Yeah, I love you. Say you love me.
Love you.
I love you too. Hold on, I'm going to get squared away for Hardy here. Listen to Jocko just for a minute. This is Weather Report taking us to Miracle Nutrition. God, listen to Acuna on drums. I liked him better than Erskine. See, Jocko invented this sound. Now they just imitate him, and you're tired of it. But he was the first. He blew absolute minds with this bass playing back then. And now. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. That's it for The Dusty Show. Stay tuned for Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White and the TNP to follow. Always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I am Harney White. Join me now, won't you, as we join together, try to figure things out by telling stories, having stories told, telling lies, telling truths, having fun, singing songs, and remembering the reasons for things. Oh, so good to be with you again.
Hey, pass the jam.
Here.
Thanks. Pass the jelly.
Here.
Could you pass the marmalade?
Sure.
Pass the preserves, please.
No problem.
And the confit.
Here you go.
And the chutney.
We're out of chutney.
Great. Well, what do I do with this now?
Eat it.
Without chutney, it'll taste funny.
Morning.
Morning.
You want coffee?
Oh, boy, do I.
Oh, good. We do, too. Make us some, will you?
Why didn't you? Oh, never mind. How'd you guys sleep?
On my arm.
Upright.
And you?
Fitfully. I couldn't quiet my mind.
I have that same problem. With your mind.
Very funny. I just want to get away from it all.
Yeah, your life of doing and accomplishing nothing must get unbearable.
You laugh, but I'm frustrated and ready to just chuck it all and move to an island.
Like in Papillon.
Don't you just want to get away from the world?
And go where? My home planet was destroyed by my evil brother, Ma'alefa'ak.
Ha ha ha, Martian Manhunter. Whenever you try to communicate with me telepathically, I get a burning sensation in my butt.
That's the hemorrhoids. Your Martian name is Ba'uchi.
I'm serious, guys. I've failed. I'm not changing the world. I just want to go somewhere remote and live out the remainder of my days. Listen to this.
Sounds like the newspaper.
Definitely the newspaper. Maybe fire, though.
Martian butt fire.
Cottages for sale on Getaway Island. Beautiful view of the water. Live out your days far from the madding crowd.
You better not.
Oh, man, you ought to rethink that.
Why?
Have you forgotten the reason?
No.
The reason you're here?
The reason you have a radio show?
The reason you can't go anywhere?
Believe me, I remember.
If you forget the reason, you're no better than all the people you're trying to get to change their minds.
That's true, but I get tired.
Oh, poor thing.
I get tired lifting heavy boxes all day and having a guy with a bad wig call me stupid fat guy, but I do it.
Why?
I don't know, man. Oh, so I can live and eat and take care of my developmentally disabled brother and also give a little to his T-ball league.
Yeah, and I get tired of whatever it is I do, but I get up every day and still let it happen to me, because if I didn't, it wouldn't.
And if you don't, who will?
And if you do, who cares?
But if you don't, it means you're forsaking the reason. And that seems really wrong.
Really wrong.
Really, really wrong.
Hang on, I'll get it.
Oh, man, is that the phone I think it is?
Ooh, it's the reason.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Butchie. Great, and you? Fantastic. Yeah, I know. Yep, you know it.
I'm not here.
Same as always. Pretty silly, all right. And funny looking. Oh, okay. Well, let me think a minute. Oh, okay. What kind of bear has no brain and is constipated? Winnie the Can't Poo. You're right. Sorry.
I'm not here.
Yeah, he's right here. It's the reason.
Butchie. Hello?
Harty White?
Yes?
Do you know who this is?
Oh, of course. Sorry, I wasn't expecting to hear from you.
Really?
I mean, I'm very happy to hear from you.
Good.
I'm just surprised.
I love surprises. You should too, especially parties. Do you like surprise parties?
Sort of. So, to what do I owe this honor of speaking to you?
It's about your mission.
Yes?
Are you finished doing all that I have asked?
Not exactly.
Why not?
Well, it's proving to not be that simple.
It all seems rather simple to me. Make everyone happy.
Okay, you see, it turns out that it's very complicated, in fact. Some of it has been done.
I want everyone to have wonderful things to eat and lovely places to live. You have done that at least, right?
Not exactly.
I especially like the little creatures. What are they called again?
Children. Babies.
Yes, I do too.
At least they all have marvelous food to eat and warm, cozy places to sleep.
Oh, I wish that were true.
Why isn't it? You told everyone that it was what I want, have you not?
I have. I've told many people. They don't all listen.
Well, tell everyone on Earth.
That is difficult.
It isn't. Simply tell everyone on Earth that people and creatures must have food and nice places to live and all be happy and safe.
You see, there are a lot of people, and I'm not able to reach them all. They can't all hear me.
You should speak very loudly, perhaps.
Oh, I speak loudly, but I can only talk to a few at a time, and there are literally millions and millions of people. I only reach a small number.
But they do as they are asked, don't they? When they find out, they begin to love one another and take care of each other. It's all very simple.
They don't think it is. They find reasons not to do it.
Then insist, this is your mission.
Again, I tell everyone I can, just like you told me to. I tell them to love one another and take care of each other, to feed each other, and to provide care and shelter.
Exactly, so why isn't it done?
They just find lots of excuses to ignore this or make it all so complicated.
It's not complicated.
I know.
It's very simple.
I know.
I feel I shall become very cross if they do not listen.
I understand that.
Do I need to bring you home? Have you failed, Hearty White?
No. Let me keep trying.
They told me not to send you.
Okay.
Because you're silly.
Yes.
You are very silly. Very, 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 very silly.
I'm silly. I get it.
Very, 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 very silly. But I like silly.
I'm glad.
I thought I'd send someone silly and not very clever to show how simple it is to do what I ask.
And that is a great plan.
What are you standing on to speak with people? Are you shouting from a mountain?
No. I'm using radio.
Radio?
It's hard to explain. I'm not even sure how it works. So it's like a box, and I speak into a little box, and it comes out of other boxes.
That's very silly. No one listens to boxes. Speak from a tall mountain.
I'll try.
Please hurry, though. Again, I want everyone happy and to have delicious food to eat and lovely trees and cozy houses, and everyone should be nice to even tiny creatures, and no one should be afraid or sad ever.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Say something funny.
But that's hard to do on the spot like that.
Make a silly sound like a funny monkey or a fish.
Fish don't really make a sound.
Of course they do. I talk to them every day. Well, then make a monkey sound.
Really?
Do it, or I'll be very cross.
Okay.
You're very silly, Hearty One.